And now here are some of the letters received at the Evening News during the past week. Philip Spencer from Dereham comments on defence spending. Is defence spending rise really needed? Grant Shapps, Defence Secretary, says NATO outranks Russia many times over in every different form of warfare. Why then is it government policy to increase defence spending? It doesn't seem necessary, and there are so many areas of public services crying out for more funding.
Mike Josefiak from Aylsham bemoans the lack of government joined-up thinking. He says, another example of non-joined-up thinking of our government is the absurd situation where farmers are moaning that they're desperately short of field labourers and DEFRA plans to issue nearly 50,000 visas for that purpose, while at the same time planning to deport thousands to Rwanda in exchange for Rwanda's dissidents. The Mad Hatter's Tea Party doesn't come close to what's happening here and looks set to continue for the foreseeable future, no matter if there's new hands on the wheel.
Linda Miller from Dereham praises BT. My praise for BT's service. Further to your correspondent, Ruth Harrison's letter, re her difficulties with the new digital phone system, I had no problems at all. An engineer arrived September 2023 and installed the new system with no issues. He even had to request a cherry picker to reach the overhead wires outside. All completed in one afternoon. My old phone works okay on the new system too. In this case, I have to praise BT for excellent service.
David A. Berwick from Norwich has fond memories of a chip shop. I was very pleased to see a recent article about the planned preservation of numbers 77 and 79 Barrack Street in Norwich, which brought back very many happy memories. As a lad, I was brought up on Bull Close Road, number 157, and it was a mere one-minute sprint from home to number 79 Barrack Street to get fish and chips from Mr. Burridge's shop. In fact, Mr. Burridge owned both 77 and 79, where 77 was the wet fish shop and 79 was for fried fish sales. I was a very frequent visitor to 79 because I simply love fish and chips, and I still do. I can just remember fish and chips costing 9p, but very soon it moved up to 10p. That's old pence. The fish was 6p and the chips 4p. I was fascinated to watch the preparation of the chips through a hatchway into a back room. Originally, I recall that the chips were cut using a hand machine which forced the peeled potatoes through a metal grid system by way of a pull-down lever, and hey presto, cut chips fell into the waiting bowl. This receptacle was then passed through the hatchway by Mr. Burridge's son, Freddie, and his father, also Frederick, then tipped the chip potatoes into the fryer fat unit with a wonderful hissing splash. Sometime later, a motorised chipping device was purchased. Eventually, young Freddie took over the running of the fish shop. I stopped my regular visits to Burridge's when my parents moved. Ah, what happy days they were.
Susan Tibbenham from Brundle recalls a magic roundabout. Not so magic roundabout. My brother and I lived and grew up in Gordon Avenue, Thorpe St Andrew. I recently mentioned the ongoing lengthy roadworks to him, which sparked memories of his childhood escapade involving the roadworks happening then. It was about the mid-1950s, aged 8 or 9, he was the proud owner of his first green bicycle, and having overheard our parents talking of a roundabout being built at the Heartsease, off he set, unbeknown to our parents, to find out more. What a disappointment! No roundabout? Well, not the sort of child wanted. No funfair. He had circumnavigated the new roundabout the wrong way round, taking his life in his hands. Having returned home in disgust, no roundabout, but they had done something funny with the road layout, though.
Our final letter has Peter Day from Swannington advocating the use of robotic pigeons. Having just celebrated a very old birthday, I was disappointed not to receive any post on the day or the day following. Quite clearly, my post office don't deliver mail on a daily or regular basis. I'm sure with the wonderful satellite navigation systems, there must be a possibility to create flying robotic pigeons to deliver mail. I have made contact with Elon Musk, who has expressed great interest and enthusiasm in light of his falling demand for Teslas. So goodbye, red vans, and hello, red pigeons. Watch this space.